discussing the issue of Kazayis Mechbeachos Pras, which in the Gemara on Daf Vav is one of the things which the Gemara learns, or the Halacha learns from that Pasuk, Eretz Vitas, etc. So since Kazayis Mechbeachos, the issue of Kazayis Mechbeachos Pras is such a central issue, so I have to spend a little bit of time on it. I mentioned yesterday that really there were two aspects to the concept of Kazayis Mechbeachos Pras. One, the amount of food in the measurement, it's a measurement issue, it's an amount of food in a mixture, in order to be considered to be in violation of eating, let's say I have a tarobis, I have a mixture, and there's a kezias of fat, chaza fat, or something like that falls into the mixture. But the mixture has lots of other stuff in it also, so and when you eat, so I take one bite, so I haven't necessarily eaten a kezias of the iser, so it depends how much the ratio. It's a question of the mixture. Kazayis bechdeichlis prasa. That's also. We saw that a little bit in the Rashi in Avodah Zorah, which back in source. Where was it? Source 13. Avodah Zorah Samach Zayin and Aleph. You want to take a look at it again, right? It says that Valkagon Zenem Rashi Dimasu Kolsha Tamo Mamosho. It says Valkagon Zenem Ashir Kazayis bechdeichlis prasa. Halacha Moshe Sinashim Yesh Bekish. Because sheer pras shel tavshel kezayis min iser okin alav. Because we have a kezayis worth of the iser in this mixture, in this cooked item, so and you eat it, you get malchus. Afal pi she'ein kezayis shel iser nechel v'asachas. You're not eating a kezayis any one time, but you eat the mixture and so on. Anyway, but the other issue of kezayis v'chas pras is a time issue, right? There's how much you eat a little bit now, you eat a little bit later, a little bit later, a little bit later, a little bit later, etc. So how much we say that's mistarif. So again, if you only eat a kezayis in the time that it takes to eat a pras. So we spoke yesterday, we mentioned it seems to be machlokas tanoim and erevin, exactly how, what is a pras, right? A pras is a half, a piece of a loaf. So there's machlokas and erevin between Rabbi Yochanan Broka and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, whether it's pras, a full pras, a full loaf, a full kikar, is the equivalent of 8 beitzim or is the equivalent of 6 beitzim. So naturally the question of a pras, which is half, so it's a question whether it's 3 or 4. And we saw it's a machlokas Rashi the Rambam, we saw the Shulchan Aruch somewhat inconclusive. But in terms of how much that is on the clock, so we started yesterday, so we'll go back for a moment, it's source 28, the Tshuva the Chassam Sofer, Chelek Vav, the Likutei Tshuvas, in Simon Chav Gimel, he mentions an amount over there, but he talks about eating a certain amount. The issue there was on the tinus, even in Kippur, there was a certain illness, a cholera epidemic. Sometimes in reading Tshuva, it's interesting to read what the case was, what was going on, you know, not just to get the halacha. That's why I included some of the things over here. There was a Magefas cholera, okay, and therefore people were supposed to eat. It was dangerous to fast, even in Yom Kippur. So they wanted to eat what we call Pachas Mikashir. So there he says, at the end of 28, the printed here, Yishir Bechil Shikvei Achilles Pashu L'chol Ayose Tes Minutin, 9 minutes. 9 minutes, that's what Chassam Sofer says. In between Achilles, you have to wait 9 minutes. When they say the Chol HaPachos Beis Minute, like the extreme case, he says 2 minutes. But his basic shita seems to be 9 minutes. And there in Simon Chav Gimel, he said to look back in Simon Tezayin. So in Simon Tezayin, which I printed in source 29, the Tshuva Chassam Sofer Chelek Vav Simon Tezayin, there he gives you how he gets to this in 9 minutes. So let's look at that a little briefly. We said at the very end yesterday. We'll look at it now. Let's read again. First of all, it's interesting, as I pointed out yesterday in 29, the Chassam Sofer writes, for Omnam Shir Pras Lo Kibalti Mizeh Shum Dover. I don't have a clear Kabbalah exactly how much it is, which is time interesting. Again, I found it interesting that the issue of Kazayis Mechdeichos Pras comes up in so many different areas of Halacha. We don't have a precise time, and as you saw today, we saw in the Marmakomas, we'll go through today, there are quite a number of different shittas about it. Okay, it is what it is. But, so he says, Nechzi Anan, so he quotes the Gemara in Krisis, Yud Gimel and Aleph, which I printed in source 30. The Gemara says, Lo Hitiru, it says Lechol, but that's a printing mistake. It should say, not on my printing, but printing the Gemara. It says, Lo Hitiru Lo Ochel, not Lechol, it's not the verb Lechol, it's referred, it's infinitive, it was not permitted to the eater, for one to eat, to the person. So the Vav is out of place. You can see that from Rashi. Rashi and then the next source in 31, increasing going up. Lo etiru lo ochel pachos. See, lo ochel pachos. Make sure Larry the lipo. Okay, so the should say lo ochel. So it says lo etiru lo ochel, and that's how the Chassam Sofer quotes it that way also. I look back in 29. Next, I'm increasing going up. Ochel. Someone ate pachos mikashir. He did not eat the full shiur. They didn't let him go into the mikveh because that tefillah wouldn't accomplish anything. Because we go ahead and continue to eat some of the issue afterwards, that will undo. Now, why that is, wanting to let him go, who cares? So that's the Gemara over there, which is not our topic. But the, again, it's, you can look it up if you want. It's Krisis Yud Gimel. Now, Rashi says, you know, yeah, Rashi says, well, look at Rashi in 31, right? Lo itiru la ochel pochas mikashir, leirid velitpa hova ino tzarkla tzvila, look at Rashi in 31. So let him go in. What do you care? Take a dip. But anyway, that's not our problem. Our problem is that getting back to the Chassam Sofer. So he says, "Lo hitiru leir v'lipo uposku Rambam perchesma v'satum zarav yirav," which I guess I should have printed, but it's there. Mashma shir tefila hipachos mipras. In other words, the point being that the person ate a little bit of iser, then he went to the mikveh, now he came out. So it says the second bite is going to be mitzarev after the first, as he's continuing. So apparently, whatever time he spent in the mikveh, that's less than a pras. Otherwise, whatever time he's in the mikveh would already put him past the time limit of a chilas pras. Obviously, whatever time that is that he's in the mikveh is slightly less than a pras, such that when he comes out, he takes another bite of that iser. That's mitzarev to the first bite of the iser, right? And that's some sort of point, right? Mashma shir tili pachos mi pras. Ram diktem choser ochom miyad kim shok tzas yosa havi pras. Okay, so far so good. That's point one. Over Shabbos, Lamed Hev and Aleph, Amar Reb Nechemya, that I printed, you want to see it inside in Shabbos, so it's 32. Reb Nechemya Amar, Shabbos, Lamed Hev and Aleph, Rabbi Nechemya Amar, Kedei Shehalech Adam Mishetishka Chama Chatzi Mil. Okay, a mil is 18 minutes. Amar Chanin, Arotza Leida, Shir Shav Nechemya. This is talking about how long Ben HaShemosh is it. Okay, that's a big machlok, it's a big discussion. How long is Ben HaShemosh, which means from sunset until it's considered nightfall, right? Exactly how long is that? So, a number of different opinions. So, one of the opinions there in Shabbos, how long it takes to, a meal is a distance. How long it takes to walk, chatzi mil. Okay? So, I showed you yesterday in 34, many have shown him the Shulchan Aruch passing that way, the meal is 18 minutes. And again, a meal is not. A mil is not a unit of time, it's a unit of distance. But a mil means the time it takes for one to walk at an average pace, okay, not running, but not crawling either, 1 mil. So it's 18 minutes. So so in that Gemara in Shabbos, in 32, you want to know exactly what that is on the clock. Yaniach chama barosh ha-karmel. Okay, you see the sun setting above the Har Carmel. Har Carmel is where Haifa is, and Mount Major Eretz Yisrael, right? And Yered V'Yitbo, but you're down by the water. The sun is higher up. The sun's going to duck behind the mountain. Okay, the position is a little funny because, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, Har Carmel is to the east, but I guess wrapped around the bottom also. So whatever, wrapped around the... you know, the water there is a bit to Haifa, it's kind of it's an Eretz Yisrael. You all see maps of Eretz Yisrael, it kind of goes up and down and continues up, so there's like a curve, that's where Haifa is. However, we see the mountain, but the point being that Rotzalei, the Shir Shulchem, Yaneh Cham Roshakam, Yared Bipol Yam V'yale, V'zeh Shur V'chem, come out of the water, you know, dunk yourself in the water, come out, and that's the 9 minutes, as long as it takes. You'll see the sun. Okay, over the horizon, so to speak. Let's put it that way. Forget about Har Carmel for a second. You see the sun over the horizon, still sun. You go down to the mikveh and come out, and go down to the water, right, into the ocean. And come out, by the time you come out, that's the shear of Chatzim. That takes 9 minutes. So the Chassam Sofer puts that Gemara together. Okay, Rashi just says, in Lamed Emanav, Rashi was never there, but he says, Carmel is Har Shal Sasayam. However long it takes. By the way, you know, those have been touched on. The Ben HaShemosh is very quick in Eretz Yisrael. There's not much time from sunset until it's actually dark. Of course, it depends on the time of the year, but also depends on where you are vis-a-vis the equator. So, in any event, but that's what emerges from that Gemara. So going back to the Chassam Sofer now, so he says, you see that the time of Tevila is a half a mil, which is 9 minutes, because a mil is 18 minutes. Again, a mil is a unit of distance. It takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. So a mil represents 18 minutes. So getting back to the Chassam Sofer, he says, over Shabbos Lamed Hem, the fourth line of the Teshuvah there, over Shabbos Lamed Hem, Amar B'Nechem Yashir, Ben HaShemoshos, Kedah Shehalach Adam Meshishka Chama Chatzi Mil, Shu Tes Minutin, that goes, right? V'Shuv Talilah, Harot Zalei, the Shir Shom Nechem, Yer B'Yipo, V'Yatsa, V'Yala, Zer Shir Shom Nechem, The person was on top of the mountain. That doesn't mean to go climb the mountain. The sun was there. He was by the shore. That's the Chassam's over putting these Gemaras together. Again, what did he say? The Gemara increases indicates that a shear of the however long it takes you to dip in the water and come out, that's less than a pras. Otherwise, you couldn't be mitzvah if the two achilas increases your gimel, right? So how long is that? If things happen more on Shabbos, that's 9 minutes. So slightly less than 9 minutes. In came shriya till a pras, who test minutum. Okay? That's what we need to see. Now, he says that Tosus learns this a little differently, but for our purpose now, it's fine. That's the limud of the Chassam Sofer. Okay? She has a different sheet. But we don't have to. We'll leave it as is. That's what he assumes is 9 minutes. I simply pointed out at the end yesterday when I printed in sources 34 and 35. It depends. That's assuming that a meal is tak 18 minutes, which Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in 34, Hilchos Pesach, again, a meal comes up in terms of the time when you bake the matzahs, and the time you mix the flour with the water until the matzah is complete. It can't be more than a meal, right? Again, our matzah baker is much less than that. But anyway, can't be more than a meal. And the Shulchan Aruch, they're right, shear meal, right? The Hilchos Pesach, and the Arachim Sinatofen and Tessiv Beis, says shear meal, habi revi'ah shah, 1/4 of an hour, which is 15 minutes, the chelek masim in shah, and 1/20th, which is another 3 minutes, grand total of 18. The Bi'ar Groh points out, I'm not going to read it again, but the Bi'ar Groh points out there are two other shitas. There's one shita that's 24 minutes. Okay, the meal is 24 minutes, and another sheet that is 22 and a half minutes. Those are the three principal sheets, which should be shown already. Okay, 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. We assume 18 minutes in general. So if you look now up to source 36, you have to go to the back. The Chazon Ish quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Chazon Ish is in the Chelek Rochaimoid, and what he calls, he has a section about Shurim. So it's Simon Lamites and Sif Yud Ches. He writes, "Chassam Sofer Chelik Vovsman Tazan Omer Likbor Shirach to his Pras after Diver Rashi Shabbos Lamed Amid Alav." The Pirish Hadar, he summarizes Chassam Sofer Hadam Arotz Aleda Shirshom Nechemia Yaniach Cham Rosh Hakamu Yerid Vitmo Biyam Biyale Behayim Shazeiv Zeiv Fanis Chatzim Mil Behayim Test Minute. That adds up to half a mil, which is 9 minutes. Pirish the Adam Omer Al Sasayam Veroa Cham Rosh Ahar. He explains Chassam Sofer clearly. He says a person is standing on the shore and he sees the sun setting over the mountain. Benimza the Tfila Atzma, you read the Valiya Lokatzman, test minute, right? According to the Gemara Shabbos, it takes going down, you know, getting yourself down into the water and coming out takes 9 minutes. Over Krisus, Gimel Albivor, and the Gemara Krisus explains, the Efsha Lecho, Mixas, Minchatzi Pras, Velitbo Velal, now that's the Shear of Achilles, is Chatzi Pras. Okay, the Shear, the Gemara Krisus says you can eat part of a chatzipras, the lipo v'alaz, the ligmor is a chatzipras. Afterwards, v'adayin teir achilas mitzarefes, and the achilas still be mitzaref. Okay, in kain shamin the achilas pras lo pochus mitas minutin. Shor en achilas chatzipras mitzarefes. Out of the achilas pras, the shear of isur achilas is chatzipras. The tuma isur tuma, the achilas tuma is chatzipras. Right? What did we say already? Did we have that? I think we mentioned that. Right? It says that mission Erevin. I don't find it. Let's see. That Mishnah in Erevin. Look back at source 6. That Mishnah in Erevin, which talks about the shear, again, this all starts, this whole cheshbon starts with figuring out how much food you have to leave for an Erev Tumen, right? So, Mao Shiro. So, it's Muslim, Shtei, Sudos, and so on and so forth. So, we discussed all that yesterday. And it says, Chetzio, that's a full kika, right? Chetzio Labayas Hamanuga, that's our issue. Right, chetzil abayis hamanuga. V'chatzi chetzil lifsol es hagviya. Okay, the pasal person. Okay, and Rashi says lifsol es hagviya. Ha'ochel ochlin tmeim kechatzi pras nifsol hagviya smalechol chumam. Okay, we didn't stress that yesterday, but we'll look at it today. Right, so to become tamei by eating ochlin tmeim, and now your pasal is a coin to eat chumam. Right, again, for a regular person who's not was not a Kohen, there's no Isser. Right? I'm allowed to eat in his tummy. So I become tummy. So I had ramifications, but it doesn't possibly for Truma. Okay, it's all Drabbanan, because Ochel usually doesn't make a person tummy. But Drabbanan, what goes regarding Truma, that a Kohen who became, who ate tummy dicker foods, becomes Usser in Truma, until he goes to the mikveh. And of course, that's the first mission in Shas, right? When can he go to the mikveh? Can he resume eating Truma after he becomes tummy? Right, Mishor, that's the first mission, right? Mishor Shakonim Nechnosim Lechol B'Chumosim. Anyway, the point is the Shir is Chatzi Pras. Okay, that's what I want to bring out. Chatzi, Pras itself is Chatzi. So it's Chatzi, half and half. Alright, anyway, you follow? That's an important point. So that's why it wasn't the 4.5 and the 4.5 that's the issue that you asked me about. Okay, you follow? It's not that the Shir there is Chatzi Pras. Okay, that's the Shir. But the two chatzi prases are not going to be mistareth if there's a 9-minute break in the middle. That's the sum sofer, right? Because the shear of achilas pras is still the shear. It doesn't matter that what's making you tame is a chatzi pras. That there's two different dinim. It's what makes a kohen tame if he eats ochel tame. And it's how much of a time delay. The time delay is not affected by the fact that we don't say that since what makes him tame is a chatzi pras, so therefore it has to be a kezias within the chatzi, we're not with each other. In other words, the interruption time is kezayis with the chilas pras. So let's look again in the Chazon Ish. He writes, Sharei ein achilas chatzi pras. It's tarefes, ela bechdei achilas pras. We're going to increase it, right? The two chatzi prases, the two ochel and tmeyim, are not going to mitzdar. V'tomua, the lefizia shir achilas pras yud ches minun. Sharei inen mehascholas achila ad sofa lo yosir mechilas pras. Okay, what did the guy eat? Okay, the shear of kezayis v'chilas pras, the clock begins ticking as soon as you start eating, and as you start eating the first bite, that's when it begins. That's when the time begins. Okay, so he says, "Sharbin maschilas achilas at sofa." That's a further question. It means mama should be finished by then? Probably not. It means tasting the second food. Now he says like this, in hipsik test minut, okay, by dying kol pras, if he stopped for 9 minutes, but he already ate the first chatzi pras, unless that's you meant before, but he already ate the first chatzi pras, right? Because before he went down to the mikvah, he ate the first chatzi pras. Okay, and now he's going to continue, so he ate the chatzi pras, which takes 4.5 minutes. Now he had an interruption of 9 minutes, and now he resumed eating afterwards. And the chatzim sofer seems like it goes until the end of the second eating. Do you follow? So then the entire span, so to speak, is 18 minutes. From the beginning to the end, it's going to be 18 minutes. Right? Is that what you asked me?
I know, I still don't,
I told you. But I'm just saying, what the Chazon Ish is tiny is. It's Chazon Ish is tiny, it's kezayis v'tcheilas pras. The guy ate a kezayis, he ate the requisite amount of ochel and tmeim. He ate the requisite amount of ochel and tmeim. It was an 18 minute span, right? So if that's the case, then it should be a din in 18 minutes. That's you understand? That's the Chazon Ish's kasha. Because he ate before he went down to... The clock didn't start ticking when he went down to Bitovo. The clock started when he ate the first Chatzi Pras, right? And it ends when he ate the end Chatzi Pras. Now, again, I'm not sure why that is, because it should be not when he finished the last Chatzi Pras, unless it is, because the whole Achilah is mitzdarif. But okay, that's what he said should come out to 18 minutes. Okay, so he says... Anyways, that's his taina. Okay. I don't think that's some. What's your objection?
This wasn't related to
the Chazon Ish. Right. Chazon Ish was simply using that as
more than proof that it was less than.
Right. Exactly what I thought, which is 9 minutes. I don't fully understand the Chazon Ish. I don't, because that's not what the Chazon Ish meant. He wasn't looking at that case. He was saying just what that's considered an interruption. Right? And it's only 9. So, in a Chanami, I told you, I don't really fully understand the objection, but that's what he says. The other thing I want to show a little further down He says, nonetheless, okay, nonetheless, and he says, because there's really no raya, that's the second part of it, there's really no raya from that Gemara altogether, that the tevila takes 9 minutes, okay, because... Well, maybe we'll read inside. Rafik Avdol Pirush Rashi Hadi Mar Didan Hu Shir Ben Hashmosos. Okay, Rishal Mishkodem Ben Hashmosos. Mikom Up Mishap Mishpoch Miniach Chamor. It's on. But Odo Alahar. He's from where the person is on the mountain, and he goes down. Okay, and he comes back up, and so on. So that, and not only that, but he, you know, he gets himself dried, as the Gemara elsewhere mentions. So he said that's not talking about. We don't have any indication of what the actual tevila is. He says, for the Gemara and Shabbos is the way Rashi learned, there's no real raya what the actual tefillah takes. It says, yes, the Gemara says, Yerid, Yipo, and come out. That was a Nechemiah. But he said, you can't really prove from the Gemara exactly how long. It's half a meal, it's the whole thing. If you on the mountain, came down, and came. So the tefillah itself, there's no raya. But, he says, Omnam. He says, Avol nira de tes minut vadai sagi, hov enough with me puma de gonzal. Since that's what the Chassam Sofer says, then, despite my objections, the Chazon Ish says 9 minutes is the time. Okay, that's certainly enough to be considered Chaychas Pras. Omnam linyan kizayis matzumar ein lishos tes minut. But he says you should not have 9 minutes in terms of eating the kizayis and matzumar. I can't remember what the Chassam Sofer was talking about was for fasting. The Chassam Sofer's case with the cholera epidemic was that the fast was going to be. You know, the interruption in between eating that'll still, it won't be mitzvah for the purpose of breaking your fast. So that, he says, is 9 minutes. So that's a chumrah, because you have to wait 9 minutes before taking the next bite. He says, but for matzah and mora, where it would come out of kulah, right? For matzah and mora, come out, you can take a little bite of matzah, and many people like to do that. Take a little bite of matzah, wait, take another bite. So there he doesn't think you should do it. In kazayas matzah, English shows testimony. V'tzarech nisayon shal adam beinonin. You have to figure out with the average person. V'nira d'chol shira prasu b'tanayim shomer ervin daftal and alaf b'ayis amanuga pas chitin. Right, that's our Gemara too. Same thing, he quoted the ervin, which we'll see here in Sukkah. That's our b'ayis amanuga pas chitin. Meisav ochel b'liftan v'achilas ha'kazayis hu b'chal shira pras hu k'tanayim kwisya shira b'ayis m'chil b'ad sof. Fine. So he says you shouldn't wait 9 minutes. I didn't mention when you should wait, but he says you shouldn't wait full 9 minutes. Okay, so not to delay that long. He also mentions again that it's not going to depend on the individual person, but it's adam beinoni, the average person. Right, that's what he mentioned before. The wait kedeach l'dal beitzim. Okay, again from the time of he said it's a dinner. The concern is. You're Mishar not by yourself, but Adam Beinoni. Okay, look, the key line there is on the fifth line of the second paragraph, the Shir Pras in a B'day, Adam Beinoni. Okay, so that's what I have to mention. That's the Chazon Ish. Good. Okay, next, there's a Sefer called Gulos Ilios. Gulos Ilios. Gulos Ilios is on Hilchos Mikvos. I should have brought it and I have it home. Gulos Ilios is an expression. Gulos is like springs, water springs. Gulos Ilios, the pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, I think was given. No, they gave to Kalev's family something like that. Certain springs, okay, including the upper springs, the Gulos Ilios. The Gulos Ilios has to do with water springs and sorts and Mayan and so on. So he wrote his parish on Mikvos. He called it the Sefer Gulos Ilios in Akron. Gulos Ilios. So on the Mikvos, Parak Yud Mishnah, the end of Piska Aleph, he writes a Shir Pras. Lefima the Kamal Hachmish has Shir Dalid Beitzim, I should say Beitzim there. Kimur Baruchim Sim Tafre Shudchas, we're Machmah 4 Beitzim. Okay. Kibalti Bashem, Masur Dodizikni, Rabbeinu Hagon Achosim Biladi. That's the first Lubavitch Rebbe, the so called Alta Rebbe, right? The Shneir Zalman Biladi. Okay. The Balatanya, the Rabbi Balatanya, Shulchan Aruch Harav. It doesn't say this, as far as I know, anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. But he has edus that he heard from somebody who heard from the Balatanya that again that's Rabbeinu Hagaon Achosi Miladi Nishmaso Eden Nun Aleph stands in Nishmaso Eden may his soul rest in Gan Eden Shazesh Shir Shmona Minuten. He has 8 minutes. Chassam Sofer said 9 minutes. The Balatanya is 8 minutes. Mishishim Moshav with 60 minutes in an hour. Shashir Huzal Shir Achilas Beitz about a minute Shnei Minuten V'chein Ani Noi Lador. He said one egg eaten 2 minutes. Okay, so therefore about 4 eggs you have 8 minutes, right? Shears is 4 eggs of 8 minutes. V'chein ani noeg lahoros. That's how I pass it. So the Sefer Gula Zuya says the Sefer, he says 8 minutes. So Chassam Sofer said 9 minutes. He said 8 minutes. Okay, the Arach HaNer, again, doesn't say anything here, but in his in most editions, the Arach HaNer that you have on Masech HaSukkah, after his line-by-line commentary, Mar Rashi tells Masech HaSukkah, we have his commentary on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Lulav, called the Bikurei Yaakov. Arach HaNer's name is Yaakov Etlinger. Okay? So the Bikurei Yaakov in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes, Sivkot New Gimel, which printed at the bottom of the page, says Kibetza, Abul Yotzim Kibetza is also for low cover. Abul Miro Nirali. Let's talk about the Shir. Obviously, that not have to eat the sukkah. It's not our issue. But he says in Miro Nirali, she says Dafka Keshochel B'Tech Shpras Shehu Kimo B'Zman Shminis Shah, 1/8 of an hour, which is 7.5 minutes. So we're going down. Right? The Chassam Sofer said 9 minutes. The Balatan said 8 minutes. The Bikurei Yaakov is 7.5 minutes. Okay, different shurim, as you see in the different dachronim. So he, again, what his topic there, Tofrei Shlamet Tess, is eating the sukkah, but there he says it's 1/8 of a minute. Okay, good. Go back to the Chuvas Melamed Lahoel. That's a great German rabbi of David Zvi Hoffman, the great German rabbi. We have an important commentary on him. That we have everything on the whole Chumash, but certainly, I think, by Yikra and Dvarim, and everyone, I forgot one other. But anyway, recently was reprinted. So you have Chuvas Melamed Lahor, one of the great German Rabbanim, the David Zvi Hoffman, Chelek Aleph Arachayim Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, 39, and Os Hey. He writes, Le'inyan Shir Achilles Pras Nagul Hakel Shu Sheva V'Chetzi Minutin. He has 7.5 minutes, okay, which is exactly like the Aruch HaNer says. They're both German Rabbanim, okay? So, but say, the Bikurei Yaakov said 1/8 of an hour, which is 7.5 minutes. He also says 7.5 minutes. Zayin Shmini Shah, I'll be Kabbalah, and he says, who from? Zayin, Sheshamatim Rabba Gon, Rabbi Yitzchak Dov Zatzal, Sheh'av Bez in Würzburg. Right, that's Yitzchak Dov Bamberger, Zalman Bamberger, who's Av Bez in Würzburg, a major posek. Spoke about it once before. We had earlier in the year something, he wrote a parish call on the Ritz Gates, or a parish of the Halachas of the Ritz Gates. Ritz Gates is one of the early Rishonim. So he wrote a parish. The Ritz Gates work is called Meir Sharim. So he wrote a parish on it. I think I brought it in. So that's him. This is the Würzburger Rav. This is the Bamberger. And it said, Mucho Bekal Yamtin Chesminut. If you can, wait 8 minutes. If you can. But otherwise, it says 7.5 minutes. So that seems to be the bottom line is, Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman says it, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger says it, Zalman Bamberger says it, Yitzchak Bamberger says it. So these all the German Rabbanim. Apparently, the German Rabbanim passed in 7.5 minutes. Okay, Yerach Shulchan, Simon Tov Reish Yud Ches. So I told you a story about the Rishon Rav with the Shul Salanta. I tell the story. It was a very fascinating story. I like to tell it over because it shows, especially today when people want to change things. He was the Rav in Würzburg. It's a Dov Bamberger. And he was in charge, at least in that part of Europe, of the Chalukah. There was a small Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, the old Yeshua, it's called. And how did the people live? The Jews in Europe collected money and sent it to Yerushalayim. And they had different groups. That's why you said there was Kolo Ungar, Kolo Poland, right? But anyway, so they used to have a chalukah. They would collect money. The Jews living in Europe would collect money to support the small Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. So Shmuel Salant, okay, Shmuel's not related to Yisrael Salant. Shmuel Salant was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim for like 70 years, late in the 100s. So apparently there was, sometimes it was mixed up with the money, whatever. So Shmuel Salant, the old Yeshua Yerushalayim, came to Germany to meet with Yitzchak Dov Bamberger to discuss how to better collect the money, is whatever exactly the details were, you know, to stream. The only time Shmuel Salant left Yerushalayim, right. Yeah. So he came to him to streamline the collecting and how everything should work, you know. So he spent the Shabbos in Würzburg. Now, you have to understand, this is the time when the reform was on the rise in Germany. And the Würzburger Rav, Shmuel Salant was his guest. Shmuel Salant came from Yerushalayim, an old Yerushalmi, he wore the Yerushalmi garb and so on and so forth. So he came and he noted there were certain things in the shul in Würzburg which were very different than Yerushalayim. For example, the rabbi wore like this special rabbinic garb and these funny hats, like the cantors, very, very pomp and circumstance like, very, very. And also the shul, the bima was like right in the front instead of in the middle and so on and so forth. And so Ritzer Bamberger had Shmuel Solovsant over for lunch, Shabbos lunch. So he said to him, I'm sure there's certain things about my shul that you were wondering about. You know, and Shmuel Solovsant, oh no, I didn't notice anything. I'm going to tell you nevertheless. I think it was a third time, I forgot already. But he said, I had to change a few things in the shul because the reform movement is very strong here in Germany. And they wanted a copy of the guide about certain things and so on and so forth. And I felt that if I would make a couple of concessions, I could maintain orthodoxy. Würzburg, to my knowledge, is the only community of Tucker reform did not get a foothold in Germany. And he said that's because I conceded on a few more minor things. So I wore they want the rabbis to wear these fancy things, so I wear it. They want to put the shulchan in the front, I put it in the front, not the end of the world, you know. So he said, I made these few things basically to placate the people and keep reform out, and was successful. But he said, so a lot of people, you know, that's a... But he said, I went to my Rebbe, one of the Rebbeim of the German Rebbe, named Avraham Bing, was the Ritzvah Dov Bamberger's Rebbe. And he said, I went to my Rebbe first to ask Rishus if I'm allowed to do this or not. I explained to him what my reason was and so forth, and we talked it out and looked up the relevant demon, etc. And he said, my Rebbe said it was okay. But he said, Afal Pichen. He said, I fasted for 3 days and three nights before making these changes in the shul. You know, so I was moved by that story because he was doing something to save orthodoxy against a strong tide, and he was successful in doing so. And he, you know, there were relatively minor issues. And he had a halachic way to decide. And he asked Rishus from his Rebbe. He did everything he was supposed to do. And still was not going to change the tradition, was not going to change it. And he davened and then fasted for 3 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make sure he's driving the right decision. Quite an interesting story. Anyway, that's a bit of a paper. Getting back to our topic, here's the Aruch HaShulchan. In Source 40, Aruch HaYim Siman Tov Reish Yud Chas Sif Yud Dalet. Okay, let's talk about, again, on Yom Kippur, Hatzilchus Yom Kippurim. He's talking about feeding a chola or a pregnant woman, Yom Kippur, and so on. So we don't have to read the whole thing. Just, again, he talks about the Gimel Beitzim and the Dalet Beitzim. At the end, he writes, V'shir Achilas Pras Anu Misharim L'shisha V'shiva Minutin. 6 or 7 minutes. Again, we're going down. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan writes over there in Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches, 6 or 7 minutes. He was in Nevada, not in Germany. He said 6 or 7 minutes. Shisha v'shiva minutim. 6 or 7. Interestingly, elsewhere, in terms of being mitzvah for Yom Kippur, the Chumrah, right, in terms of being mitzvah for fruit, so Hilchos Peros and Siman Reish Beis of Aruch HaYim, Siv Ches 41, the Chdechus Pras V'adu Gimel Odalad Minutim. There he says 3 or 4 minutes. So again, I'm not saying it's a stira, because perhaps a certain dinim, you know, the chumrah will go this way, the kula, right? In other words, as far as the quote unquote for Yom Kippur, where they're dealing with the, you know, so they will say you have 6 or 7 minutes, but we're not going to, when it's a matter of being mitzvah for food, you know, for brachas purposes and so on, it's 3 or 4 minutes. So that's Aruch HaShulchan. But nevertheless, both manim are mentioned in the Aruch HaShulchan. The very fascinating truth is Tzemach Tzedek. That's Lubavitch. There are 2 Tzemach Tzedeks. One is not to Lubavitch. Okay, but this is the Lubavitch of Tzemach Tzedek. And, yes, yeah. Tzemach is Gematria Menachem. His name is Menachem. That was the first of the Lubavitch of Menachems. Okay. And Tzemach and Gematria is Menachem. I don't know that, that's my name. So I'm not Lubavitch. But as a side point, it says here, this is taken out of the Bar-Ilan. It says, Shut Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch. You ever notice sometimes when the Lubavitch said Lamed Yud Lubavitch? You ever see that in the Valentine's? That's because in the Russian alphabet, the Cyrillic alphabet, there's a separate sound, Lir. There's L like our L in English, but in Hebrew there's also Lir. And Lubav, whatever that is. Okay, anyway, that's why sometimes you see with Yud. That's why I spelled it just Stam instinctively in 43. That's my handwriting, so I wrote Lubavitch because that's how I usually see it printed. But anyway, so in the Shara Milul, Simon Tess. He has also, again, an interesting story. It was, again, a magefa. So this is writing to his son. Okay, the Tzemach Tzedek is writing to his son. And Shara Milum Chilakei Simon Tess. Rov Shalom Baruch Alaover, B'ni Chaviv, Amufu, B'Yosef Yitzchak. That's also the Babich name, Yosef Yitzchak, Shneer, something like that. Shahar Michtovcha, Higen, Lenochon, Hizor, V'Hazor, Shalom, Lahach, Mechason, Chais. What was the issue here? It was 9 days. And apparently, in those days, it was dangerous to eat milchigs. I guess maybe the cows had disease or whatever it is, whatever the problem was, but it was dangerous to eat milchigs. So it was the 9 days. So it says he's lo lahachmer chazon kais lechol machal echal b'tisha yom shemesh chodesh av. Right, the 9 days of Rosh Chodesh Av. Don't eat milchis. Ki ka'eis isur gadol shotar lahachmer b'zeh. Don't be machmer at that minute. Asher yodua shemachal echal av hen mesukonim chasu shalom mitzara machal olene v'alkein tochlu b'osar. He's passing, you have to eat meat even in 9 days because apparently it was the milk was contaminated, it was unsafe or whatever. Afim shocked our machum arachom apart shechais means harm. But lavach he rak tanagolas or marak tanagolas im orez, right? The chicken and not regular meat, because that's a question whether 9 days includes chicken. We assume it does, but you know you can be making over here. Asher bezein shuvis apesudim avsekas erev tishba. We can eat that even because the mission the gemara to wet meat. Okay, the kamigol posting. Some say chicken's not included. And he quotes those sources. Afshan adlo nihigi kain. Even that's not our usual minig. Our usual minig in the 9 days we don't eat chicken either. Okay, but mikol makom be'ez kazu she yadua shemachal echalav yeh mashia mazikin chas v'shalom. Right, milky foods are nowadays dangerous in this plague. Hina makom cholav goes about a klal after tishu atzmo and so on. This rise again. I printed all two because it's an interesting story, interesting case that they he was passing that basically they have to eat flesh in the 9 days. Never mind the meaning not to eat flesh in the 9 days because to eat milchigs was considered dangerous. Okay. And he said, the chicken you can certainly eat, and so on. And various other, I don't know what these are, gishtini kropnik, whatever is the type of food, sarof, and not the cheese, not milchig ones, and so on. But anyway, and he couldn't even drink wine. It was ironic, water was also dangerous. I guess the water, you know, water one time, people would drink water because it was contaminated, because water was used to wash clothes and for, you know, dumping waste in the sense of water. It's not like today where it's purified water. We know that from other cases in Chumas. And so water wasn't, people drank, that's why in the Middle Ages, a lot of times people drank ale and beer and stuff like that, and sort of issues of getting drunk and so on. Water was not healthy. But anyway, that was a problem here. So he said you can drink wine instead of water, okay? But what's important for us is some people wanted to be machmer. Okay, they'll eat flesh eggs in the 9 days, but they'll eat only little, you know, kezayis, less than a kezayis to echlis pras. That way they're not in violation of the minig. So he says, notice the amount of time, 6 minutes. And he told him, you shouldn't be a machmer, not either, not you and not your wife, etc. But anyway, what comes out? 6 minutes. Okay, so what was the last thing we had? Aruch HaShulchan said 6 or 7. The Tzemach Tzedek, at the end of this tshuva, says 6 minutes. You just flip to the back in the regular edition of Tzemach Tzedek, there's a ha'ara on this tshuva, which I guess didn't get printed in the Bar Ilan. The Bar Ilan version of Tzemach Tzedek is a different version, a later version, a more updated version, I guess. The whole tshuva is not in the Shaarim Eluim. I put it there because that's where everybody quotes it from. If you look at the top of that last page, Be'inyan Shir Achilles Pras, this is Ha'oris. This is written, I think, by his grandson. Kamu ala Zeger. Zeger is a Yiddish for clock, or watch. Okay. Kamu ala Zeger. How much is it on a clock? Okay, that's something here in Yiddish. Finifa Zeger is 5 o'clock. All right? If you ever hear that in Yiddish, Zeger is a clock. So he says, Kabinin Shir Achilles Pras, that's what that Rosh HaTeva says. Shir Achilles Pras, who ala zege, di barti kais and quote Adoni Mor Rabbi, and that's what that abbreviation is, umaskim hu al shiva minutin. There he is, he says also 7 minutes. Even on that shiva, he said 6, but he said, no, there I guess it was a time of a shasat chak, a sickness, or whatever. Here he says 7 minutes. The tam mariah la omer liyaza, we never gave you a reason, okay? Maybe for Yom Kippur, should be machmer for 9 minutes. But he says 6 minutes in this ha'ara. Again, this is, I think, the grandson. So Tzedek himself, in the tshuva, said 7 minutes. But now there seems to be, I guess, on this basis, some tumult as to what the Tzemach Tzedek actually held. Because in the Stei Chemed, which is the next source on that back page, the Stei Chemed is encyclopedic work on Shas and Halacha concepts. I'm sure they have it. I don't think we have an Arab basement, but the other basement has it. It's 9 volumes. And he goes to the Alpes a couple of times. First, just general, then he has larger topics and so on. So anyway, in the Asivas Dinim section, Marechas Achila, in Oz Dalad, he says, Bedin Achila, he lived in, his name was Chizkiv, Chaim Chizkiv, Bedin lived in Hebron. You go to the old Jewish cemetery in Hebron. I don't know how safe it is today, but if you go with the, you know, with Neshek and someone, you can see the kever of the Stechan. Anyway, he says, "Bedin Achilas Pras Kamashir Shiyoso." How long is it? Kasavi Nus Marokazu Oz Gimel Deos Rabban Achonim. This is again. This is Nesi Bedin. This is an addendum. So I mentioned different shitas which we saw, and he quotes Rabban Achonim is Ayin Sham Didi Harav Amafursim Avram Matisah Chalfon some Sfadi Rav Meir Yalist or that is I don't know. Kasali Bezeh Bezel Shono Bikur Yaakov. We saw that. Bikur Yaakov Hilchasukas in the talk for Islam is called the Kasal of Pshitas. She will come Shmini Shah, 7.5 minutes, 1/8 of an hour. I am Shem, who will have Shmona Minutin, but Loya Dat and Echon Pashua Kokach, the Blishum Raya. I don't know why he said it without a Raya. Will I be Echon Mechibur Hochiach? Maybe he explains it in a different one of his works. I never saw such a thing. And they did he, Kik, Abba Mori Nishmasu Aiden, Shamati Mishma Rabba Chosid, Hagon of Hill, Shomar Lo Haraba Kodosh Milubabish, Hatzemach Tzedek. So he has that tradition of Tzemach Tzedek. So it seems to be different. You know, it's what the Tzemach Tzedek himself printed in the Tshuva with his son, with the letter to his son that said 7 minutes. He had the grandson quoted. I'm sorry, in the Tshuva with his son, he said what? The Tshuva with the 9 days. What did he say again? 6 minutes. Yeah. And then this other, the grandson said 7 minutes, and the Steichemet quote, someone had a tradition that he heard directly from the Tzemach Tzedek, not less than three and not more than seven. Okay, a few other sheetahs, yeah.
Could you say that from the R Tzemach Tzedek that there are almost like two ways of readings? One could be that for Yom Kippur would just be Machmir.
Yes, I think so. The one is for Brocha, it could
or
be.
Or that it might actually be a different shear for different circumstances.
Well, I think so.
It's the first, I misread the others, but it's first time where it's specified for Achila Pras for Yom Kippur versus the other.
Right. You can take Yom Kippur as different. Right.
And
again, in the Har, he said, yeah, for Yom Kippur, you should not like the Chasam Sof. I think so. I think.
Is it a Mamshi different shear, or is it just being
I see. Look, there can only be one shit. Again, this is all mystifying because you see all these different opinions. It's very strange, huh? Well, for right now, I want
to
say that. Hold your thoughts. Maybe we'll see at the end. But offhand, one would think a shir. So, you know, we have 40 son and Miklis, 40 son, you know. So, what is Kedei Achilas Pras? To have all these different times is, to me, is somewhat unusual. And again, it goes back to Machlokas in the Mishnah, Machlokas Tanoim, 4 eggs, 3 eggs. You know, it's a little strange. We never had a pinpoint amount for such a basic din. But I'm not sure. There also seems to be, now, the next posik is the Mitzvah inspector. Okay, I'm from our yeshiva's name. So it's in the Chuvas of Rav Sternbuch, in 45, Chuvas on August, Chelek Beis, it's in Reish Peites. He says also, V'emesh shalom matzino lezesh shir barer. Which again, I find astounding, but it's no clear amount. Rak mekubal atenu shagana vitzchonin zatzal posuk 5 minutes. Now we're down to 5 minutes. Vitzchonin said 5 minutes. V'chein nisisi kama pomim. I investigated myself a few times. Motzosu v'zem maspik. V'vadei sheyesh b'zeh shiur chilas pras. Okay. Now he hinted to us when we talk about it at the end, and maybe this way it's what you're saying, Philip. Well, inyan shtias tei nahag l'rok when I was imshoso to 5 minutes. We'll see what T is different. But he said, I will also wait 5 minutes. When we call Mokom, be Isser Kores, Yom Kippurim, be Nostim Pachas Pachas, but then I hear exactly what you're saying also. When it came to Yom Kippur, then Daiti Lahachmer. Kesheev Shabbat Nekal, Hamtim Te Shaminut, Kevin Shamod Ha'orach, some sofas, that's all Chol Shai Shura, Kedai Lahachmer Kenachat Kesheev Shabbat. Again, he's not passing it, but he says that since the Sam said it, we should certainly bear that in mind. But getting back to Yitzhak Hanan, so he said 5 minutes. If you look in the back, there's a sefer called Einayim LeMishpat. Okay, I'm going to have it home. It's on Rav Yitzhak Arieli. Not quite contemporary, but not that long ago, 20th century. So he wrote a parish on Brochas, on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph. The same sugi appears there with the Pasuk that we started with here, and Eretz Chita Sora Geffen, you know, like we started with in Sukkah. So he says, Bashir Bizman, okay, it didn't come out so clearly, but Nog Alma Kedibach Sam Sofer, which you saw, Shekosav Shetov Lahafsi Tisha Regoim, right, Bein Achila Lachila, Yimev Shechol Bekach, and so on, okay. That's Chesam Sofer. Yesh Amru, Shashir Pochos, The Shul is more of that. Divrei, that's a Gaon Shlomo Zalman. Okay, Shlomo Zalman Arba. I think. Unless he means Rav Shneur Zalman of Ladi. Just told me. Huh? Yeah, it says that. I just realized that now. That's got to be. I'm sorry. It's not Rav Shlomo Zalman Arba. It's Shlomo Zalman of Ladi. It's the Balatanya. Shmonim Regoim. About Tzemach, because he's really earlier than, Shmuel Zalman was a contemporary. It means Shneur Zalman. Shneur Zalman wrote the Shmonim Regoim. About Tzemach Tzedek, so is Shiva. The Eish Amun Korv La'arba, we'll see that later. Umaran Hagon of Tzid Pesach Frank. That's for that abbreviation. Tzid Pesach Frank. Umaran Hagon of Tzid Pesach Frank. Sheyichia was still alive at that time. Noeg Lahoros Shiva. Okay, he says seven. B'shekein hori, you can't really read it, but it says Hagon of Yitzchokhan, it's abbreviation. Hagon of Mikovna. Okay? So he said the Yitzchokhan said seven. And the Sternbruch said the Yitzchokhan said five. But he quotes it, Udolo Kamosha Kosmos, Evitcheres Mordechai Mishmo Chamisha. Not like they quote his name and he quotes some small quote of Yitzchokhan said five. No. The Psypheser Frank, he had a Kabbalah, the Yitzchokhan said five, 7 minutes. Now he adds, "Vakol lefim matzav acholah v'gabe achiv mitzvah hachmei." So he throws in what you said. Also, it may depend on the status of the sick person, since we have different shitas. Now you could say, what you're saying, what Philip is saying, is that in a chanan it will be different for different people under different circumstances. Still hold that thought. Just to finish up on all these shita bombing, just to finish up the shita. So the Kaf HaChaim, a great Sfardi posek, in Or HaChaim Sin Reish Yud Sin Kor Nechestel on that sheet. So he says what Shir Pras says, Gimel Beitzim, that's what Shulchan Aruch seems to prefer, although we saw that Shulchan Aruch was, and the other sheet is also, he quotes the Chachai Adam like that, Derech Chaim, Ben Ish Chaim, okay. Uzman Sherech is Pras, he's, well, how much is the Pras? So it's a dram, that's whatever a measurement that they had, but looking at it halfway down, it's Nim Shech Zman Chazim Pam Dalad Minutin Upam Dam Vechetzi Upam Chamisha Minutin. Basically, four and a half, 5 minutes. And he says you should be machmir 4 minutes. For cholev and kippur, he says you can go 5 minutes. Okay? And anyway, so he says between 4 and 5 minutes. Okay, look at the last line there. Okay? And elsewhere, the Kaf HaChaim Hilchos Yom Kippur quotes the Chasam Sofer that it's 9 minutes. Okay? But he says, if you can, you can be machmir. And the last of this group, the Marcheshes, Chanoch Henoch Egus wrote a sefer called Marcheshes, Chelek Aleph Simin Yudalad Os Ches. Again, those two Kaf HaChaims were Or HaChaim Simin Reish Yud Ches Simin Ches and Simin Tov Reish Yud Ches and Simin Mem Gimel. So 4 minutes, 5 minutes. He has a whole cheshbon here, all mathematical cheshbon, depending on the shear of a mill. Okay, he says you want to see it there. Me'atan of a cheshbon is Yimashe Kozim Tzol Shashir Mill. Almost a third of a minute, which is, I'm sorry, almost a third of an hour, which is 18 minutes. So then for each Mea Amo, he does a whole mathematical cheshbon, the way it comes out. It depends on what Shir Mil. Look at the bottom. 3.06. Okay, that's 3 minutes. Again, roughly 3 minutes. Okay, that's his cheshbon. If you want to read it, you can read it. Avram Chaim Noer, who was a Posek, did a lot of work on Shiurim. He had a work called Sefer Shiurim Torah. If you ever see, you go shopping for the Hadassim, as you know, of Arba Minim, so the Hadassim now come in the plastics, right? They come in these plastics. They used to have to sort it on the table, but in recent years, maybe at least 10 years or more, they're Hadassim. So it says Shir, sometimes it's Shir HaChazon Ish. They have all kinds of letters. Aleph, I know all the different letters, right? You've seen them, right? So it says Shir Chadonish, but sometimes they have Shir Hagon or Avram Chaim Noah, Agrach Gimel Reish Aleph Chaz, Agrom Chaim Noah. So he had, Chadonish had larger Shir. So a lot of times, huh?
For
Avakosa. Also, a lot of Chaim Noah, right? A lot of times they print in the Hagod is the Shir.
Much more, much smaller.
Yes, it's small Shir. It's correct. Okay? More in the realm of whatever. Okay, doability. So in the Sefer Shir Torah, print on the back page, Sim Gimel Sim Tezov. Shir Achilas Pras Mivama and Sir Bez Achilas. Achilas Mitzvah Kigon Gzayis Matzomaya Shachar 4 minutes. Shim Shoah Achilas Gzayis Matzomaya Shachar Matzomaya. Don't, no more than 4 minutes to eat the Gzayis. Shari, in other words, what the Chazanish said earlier is right, and it goes to the end of the last achila if that's all needed for the kezias. In other words, if you need both halves, so then the Chazanish, what we said earlier, Chazanish is right, it goes to the end. You just need to be mitzdarif to get for bracha purposes, then it's just the beginning. That's why I mentioned that point. Okay, so it's 4 minutes. From Shabbat, achila, mitchiloso ad sofo. 4 minutes, then mitzdarif. But yes, shoha, yes, we end up mitzdarif. V'chein lebracha achrona. Yochal kezayis meshach shel 4 minutes. Okay, aval chol ben kippur meshach shel 9 minutes. Ha'ino she yafsik ben achila la'achila 9 minutes v'chein ben shtiyah l'shtiyah 9 minutes. V'mi'efshar la'aso asochas shel 9 minutes yafsik l'shir gadol she'efshar me'elah shem. You can't keep nine. It's basically said 4 minutes or 9 minutes. 4 minutes of bracha purposes and mitzvah purposes. 9 minutes of kippur. But I like to some sofer. But he says if it's not, then take one of the following shiur, as much as you can of the following shiur. Elohim. 8, 7.5, 6, 5, 4.5, 4. Okay? He doesn't go down to the 3.06 of the Marcheshis. I know he doesn't have it. Okay? Over Shtiyah Meshachas, 4, and so on. But anyway, so that's how he... But you have all these shittas, so depending on the circumstances, rely on them. In terms of contemporary shuvas, more contemporary shuvas, more recent shuvas, go back to the sources. 51, the Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelek Dalet Simon Mem Aleph. He writes, "V'gam tzorach leida shazayis pas tzorach lecho b'chle achilas pas dafke the tzorach b'hach mashiachas pas the sefer marcheshes." He likes the marcheshes. Pachos mishlosh minut, a little less, a little more, in 3 minutes. Okay, dashir shal tisha minut and afshe machmirin l'mishat tzorach lecho b'yom kippur who shir shalom istaber klal. The Moshe Feinstein says yes. Some sofer says 9 minutes, but he calls that not mistaber at all. Okay, he says. If the chola can't do it and wait 9 minutes, yesh lahokel half of that, 4.5 minutes. Okay, but I personally, okay, so easy chuvas amarcheshes, which we just saw, simin yedalat shu er shoshmenu who mistaberly, lachen yesh lahak mishoch ezatz pas, but pachos megimunut kedei shuchal baruch berchazal. The Moshe is machmir, and you know it's 3 minutes. He likes the marcheshes; it's close to 3 minutes. Okay, Ravadia. So the Sardin, Chuvas Yabia Omer Chelektes, Chelek Rachaim, Sven Kuf Ches, Ovis Tzadi Vav, 52. So the first thing says, Morin Shochar Pasuk, that's a Rambam, Shachar Pasuk, Kisholosh Beitzim, we saw elsewhere. It doesn't seem to say that. But anyway, and he says, as far as Kizayz Vechaz Pras, he quotes, somebody quotes Shira Torah that we just mentioned. He says, Umasik Lahalocha, Legabe Chelas Matzah, so 4 minutes, Ladati, Hichum Yisera. See the second line on that page, next page here. The Ravadi says that he thinks of Chaim Noah is his machmer. He carved the vade shadam ben lo yuchal echos pas chitim b'shir shalosh beitim shu carved the mayo shmonim gram b'arba dakos. You can't eat it 4 minutes. Well, kain hanachon kedaso b'achonam alachlo kezayis chosot ben shisha tseish dakos l'sheva b'chaitzi dakos. So Ravadi passed him between 6 and 7.5 minutes. Not like a Moshe. So again, it's interesting to have a... Now... So I can all the shittas, you know, before all the shittas, you saw Rav Chaim Noah lined them up for you. They have all the shittas. So just the remaining makoros, which we're not going to read everything inside, but it's not interesting, but it deals with some of these issues because the minchas chinuch in the mitzvah Yom Kippur, in mitzvah shin yud gimel, oz dalad. He says umavur b'shas ram. Part of what I want to do, want to read. He says that och afil och ma'at mitzdarif b'chdeis lelos pras. Okay, and the chen b'chol yisum shvetorah. Very good. Okay, the question, of course, ani. Look what he says in the second. Ani ba'ani tzarich ne'islamim b'dovaze. Okay, ki mavur b'shas the erevin the pras hanadal beitzim v'gimel beitzim u'kvar nechluku avrishon zayin ken makamis. We saw it already. B'nei lo nisbar d'zei yadua. He says here's a problem. The ain called tive anoshim shomim. Not everybody is the same. Not everybody eats at the same pace. Okay, I mean, you know, it's nice to do recruiting. I still do recruiting for MTA. So let's say, you know, a lot of times they have clubs during lunch. You know, some of you remember, right? A lot of clubs meet during lunch. Since we have whatever it is, 15 minutes for lunch. So the average high school boy eats lunch in somewhere between 4 and 5 minutes. Right? They're done. Right? But in all seriousness, people eat slower, people eat faster. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by. He says, not everybody's the same. Okay? They ain't called Tivan Hashem Shavim. Yesh Memar Bachelos, Yesh Me'acher. Some people eat fast, some people slow, quickly and slowly. Okay? So, in Kenya, do it, Echad, Shoachelos Pras, Hanu Gimel Dalo Beitzim. Ravi Yashar, for some people, it takes them 15 minutes to eat that amount. And I happen to be my father, Shalom Bimel, eats very slowly. Eats very slowly. It's dumb, not you know, no shita, it's slowly. And other, you know, especially younger folks, but, you know, he eat much faster. I mean, it doesn't do, he always ate that. I was a little kid also. He always had to wait. He was finishing what's on his plate. He eats very slowly. Okay? Should you check the nature of each person? Okay, to see what's mistarif, and more than that, it's part that, you know, misha tiba lecho b'chatzi mistarif b'chayv mimacho shi b'chatzi shah, or misha tiba lecho apras b'chatzi reba shah, okay, you know, or whatever, or chatzi, I guess, elim ocho b'zman k'zeb yosei mistarif. So he's wondering, the Minchas Chinuch is, so he says, l'chora, nire, 5 lines or 6 lines on the bottom, the misharim b'adam b'enemi. You gotta figure out what the average person is, okay? The average person, but Stam, it's an interesting question. That's what he raises, okay? But he says, but it's an other benini. You see, if it varies from person to person, says the Menachas Chinuch, and just read at the end. He says, I understand why the Chazal didn't give a shear. Why? Because there is no shear. Okay, there is no, there's not a fixed amount, 8 minutes, 2 minutes, depends on the person. That's what I understand. So he said, but it's very strange. So that Chazal went ahead and then all the apostles tried to figure out a shear. This man, it's again, the pras itself, that's a final, it's either 4 eggs or 3 eggs. That's also machlokes, but at least that's a fixed amount. But how long it takes somebody to eat that? What do you mean how long it takes? So I never understood. I was like, sometimes you hear the weather this time of year. So it says it's 22 degrees outside. So that's a fixed number based on a measurement, right? But this is the wind chill factor. Is 15 degrees. What does that mean, the wind chill factor? It means it feels like. It feels like, to whom does it feel like that? To me, to you, it feels like. What do you mean? I don't understand it. I read it a little bit. They said it. Also, I think it goes by the average person, but still, if you say that it feels like 22 degrees Fahrenheit is an exact measurement, or Celsius, whatever you know, you're using. But to say it feels like this, to whom does it feel like that? There's some people always cold. No? There's some people come, they're always cold. Some people always hot. You know, that's with the body temperature and other things, you know, so I never understood it feels like 15 degrees. To whom? You know, but anyway, that's what the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by here, right? To whom does it feel like that? To whom does it to take that on? So they can tell me, l'chora near the Mishavah Adam Beinani, but he says, with Adam Beinani, then Chazal Taka should have given a fixed amount. But Adam Beinani said, do a survey and figure it out, you know. And he quotes it to the Mogan, we'll see. But anyway, that's the Minchas Chinuch. The next two by quote is from the Taras Chesed of Lublin wrote, or Chaim Simon Lamed Beis. He says, not only is it not, no, he's another problem, not consistent from person to person, okay? Not only not consistent from person to person, okay? And by the way, I'm sorry, look at the end of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, you know, Melo Lugmov, which is a cheekful for drinking, like for wine, that also varies. You have a big person with a big cheek and a small person. So there, they taka, it does a benani, and they gave you an amount, revius, right there. So why don't they do the same thing here? Okay. The Taras Chesed raised a different issue, okay, in 54. He says, Milvadze, he named this in Chubas Arachayim Simulamit Beit, Shehi es achil zavachas eno shabachom in ha'ochlen. It's not that consistent by this, not every food is the same either. You know, sometimes you have a tough piece of meat, right? You're chewing, right? That's different than if you're eating pudding or something. You know, you eat it down faster, right? He says, and he brings a ride from the Gemara, and he quotes our Gemara in Sukkah, because how do we get into this whole discussion again? Remember the Gemara said, Eretz Chita teaches you that for the bias of the Shir Bachelos was Pas Chitin, not Pas Sorin. And Rashi said, no, didn't Rashi say it? Did Rashi say it by us? So we said, I forgot already. He says, Pas Chitin, not by us. Rashi here by us, on Vav and Alvin Sukkah, Pas Chitin, Shehi Yosa Mu'etis Mishel Sa'orim. Right? The bread is softer, whatever, it takes less. So, the Taras Chesed said, it varies from food to food. So how do you have and they're all chilukim between different types. And he mentioned one of Rama, but which we'll see. But kids' food that's you know chopped up, but soft for children to eat. Okay. Well, if he's there, b'lav hocha ain't licked so much here b'shal b'chol aminim. So you can't forget that the people eat at a different pace. Foods are different. Okay. And some foods you have to take longer. Okay. And that really leads in. He quotes at the end of Mishnah Melech. And that really, I printed the Mishnah Melech for you. Okay. he says, the Mishnah Melech brings up an interesting thing. What about drinking coffee? Now, you know what drinking coffee is. You sit around, you take a sip, it's piping hot, right? That takes longer. Sometimes to drink a single mug of coffee could take 15 minutes, right? Even if it's only a little bit in, you take a tiny sip. So that's what the Tarsesser quotes this Mishnah Melech, and if he quotes others, the same thing. Okay, the case is that they bring a raya from a Rambam. Let's look at the Mishnah Melech. And Hilchos Brachos Paragimel Alchi Yud Beis 55. The Mishnah Melech says, "Shamati ba'omer mishal shtias hakafei coffee mevarch." Now the question is, because the bracha achrona, I make a shahak on my cup of coffee, but I'm taking a sip now. And then, especially people talk over coffee, but even after talking, you can't drink it that fast. Too hot, right? And I'm not a coffee drinker. But same thing with tea. Okay, you can't drink it that fast. So by the time you drank the requisite amount, it could be longer than it is. Especially if you have 3 minutes. Well, I don't think anybody downs a cup of coffee in 3 minutes. You know, unless you're running to work or something like that, you pick up some Starbucks. But it's too hot. You know, it takes longer. So what happens to the bracha chrona? Can you make a bracha chrona? Because you only drank. So he says, Shamati Ramli, that some people make a bracha. Some people, you know, it's longer than the right amount. Or Lamarki, whatever the shir is. But he says, Shiny Hacha Mishum the Derech Shtiyoso Bekach Umitztarev. No, but that's the normal way of consuming this product. So therefore, everything's mitztarev. Af Sheish Yosef Mishkashir Mitzvah Shtiyoshon Atzov Shtiyachonu. Okay? So he says, some say you can say the Baruch HaChonah because that's the normal way to drink coffee and tea. Okay? And a Chanami, it takes longer, but that's the normal way of consuming it. Beli Nirit Techilik Zeh Lesser. He says, I don't think that's correct. I don't think you can make that chiluk. And he brings a raya from a Rambam. And I should have printed it. It's a Hilchos Shar Ovos HaTuma. He doesn't say here where it is, but in the previous two of the, Taras Chesed quoted it, the end of Perek Ches of Hilchos Ovos HaTuma. Okay, the issue is Zalashon Isha. I mean, I don't have to print it. He quotes it. Isha Shehiya Rishon Tuma Umenikas Beno Harabein Tar. Okay, the woman is nursing, breastfeeding the baby. Okay, and she's Tomei. The child is Tar. Below Gadol Tuma Shafilu Tuma Shiyonak Ravias. Even if he drank the requisite amount, still Efshesh Mitzvah Tzov Yosef Mitzvah Pras Shereino Yonak Ravas Achas. He doesn't drink the whole amount in one shot. You know that? You probably don't remember since you nursed yourself, but I'm telling you. Babies, you know, nurse and mother, they take tiny amounts, you know, even if they end up drinking the full amount, it took a long while, okay? Now, that's also the normal way of drinking, the Derech Halika Bekav, and yet you see, it's not Mitztarev, okay? It's not Mitztarev, and therefore, the Mishnah Melech concludes, not Mitztarev here either, okay? Now, the Taras Chesed, back in the 54, quoted that Mishnah Melech, disagreed. He says, no, Raya. Okay, he said, look at three lines in the end of 54. Okay, because you make a chiluk, because again, here, it's true that this is the way people, this is the way normally, the normal way of drinking, okay, but that's the phrase the right way. He says, you can't start being mechalek within a certain min. Maybe over there, right, that's the only thing, that the only way you get breast milk is through feeding. But here, you know, you can drink liquids and other things in other ways also. So it's got to go by what the norm is. It's not necessarily, so anyway, he says it's not necessarily a riot. On the Gemara Yumadav Peyam and Beis, which we saw, the Tosis Yom HaKippurim, I mentioned that in the past, Maram Ibn Chaviv, okay, wrote a three-volume work, it's called Shemos Bar. It's a three-volume work. It's kind of almost a line-by-line, Rashi by Rashi, Tosos by Tosos, analysis of the three Mesichtas that are about the three Yom Tovim and Tishrei. So the three parts, it's tripartite work, the Shemos Bar. So the one on Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Trua. The yeshivas, when they study that, they learn the Yom Trua. The one on Yom Kippur, just the last parak, because the rest is Kachim. Most of Yom is Kachim, but Yom Kippur, parak Yom Kippur, the last parak is you know, about Yom Kippur that we know, fasting. So he has Tosos Yom Kippur, and the one on Sukkot is called Kapos Tvarim, which we've quoted a couple times. Huh? Yeah, right, because there's a Kapos Tvarim there. So anyway, it's the same person. Tosos Yom Kippur, and 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 Okay, he just didn't do it. But here, at the end of Shemana Shekein is Tapku Chacham Gom. The Minchas Chinuch, I'm not going to read that inside, but the Minchas Chinuch, in that same mitzvah, Shinyan Gimel, the next Oz, Oz Hey, also discusses this issue, okay, and he brings in a number of the stuff, the things that we saw, okay, and he quotes this Mishnah Baruch also, the Rav Tumas Taras. Anyway, we don't have time to read through the whole thing. If you have a chance, you can see it. He says, maybe towards the... Again, he says that every machal is going to have a different. He says that it should depend on the individual and it should depend on individual food. Okay, but he said that would mean that for all these isurim, okay, just take a look, maybe 3, 6, 8 lines down, 7 lines down. In Cain, gabe kol isurim near the chol machal is different. Behein linyan kippur kol mina machal misharan kol echad b'didei. Bekamazman, you're going to have to sit and have an individual shohar for every person. Okay, every person, every food. You'll have to know how much is kazeh b'chwas. So if he said, Micha mashalo biru chazal kamuka, that's why the chazal didn't give you an exact shear, because it's different for every person. But that becomes an unbelievable challenge. Okay, that you have to figure out in each person. Okay, but again, then he goes on to say that's exactly why there was no fixed amount. It doesn't go by Adam Bain, and it goes by the person itself, and it goes by the food, and you have to figure out for each person. Okay? Chewing meat is different than other foods, and he mentioned distinction between Nevela meat and other meat. Okay? Maybe 10 lines before the end of that paragraph. That's our suffix in the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, he rejects this idea that they made a bracha chrona because that's normal, and he brings that right from the Rambam, which we mentioned before. So he quotes that as well, but he posits that perhaps he's right. Okay, if that's the normal way, so then it's a chilek kedarko, and he's insisting you go by each thing separately. So go by each thing separately also. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. And look at the end, the last line. Ulufima shekasab nutzarach iyan ma'od b'yom ha-kippur shevachin ha-cholo kol machal ulushar ba'on ha-benoni v'chol machal na'atzol v'tzarach shkida rabal azeh. Okay, so you have to look into each one, each type of food, and what kind of person is he. So that's the Minchas Chinuch. The Melamed Lahovel in a different shuvah, Simchav Hei of Kelet Arachayim, testifies regarding the coffee. Okay, 58. Masha Sha'alta, hey, honey, no, it's Mashtiya's coffee. What's someone asked me, what's my meaning by coffee? Or Shahar Dorm, she said, Gimia, the drink swallow by swallow. Hine, ani, no, it's Baruch, Barnafashas. I do say Barnafashas. I'll pee up us and Borm Bear Hatem, which we'll see in a second. Mashar Chusham. The Av, Shabim Sham Harbe Cholkin, like the Misham Mela. The Komokom, Raisi, the Pachad Yitzchok. That Pachad Yitzchok, not before there. That Pachad Yitzchok, the encyclopedia from Yitzchok Lamportini. Okay, wrote an encyclopedic work called Pachad Yitzchok under coffee. Sheikhuya Levarach Al Pihar Be'achonim V'Tam V'Nemukim Imam V'Chein Kos V'Sev Aruch Eschayim V'Shem Chuvas Panim Eiros U'Mutzum Eish V'Chos V'Shem Shekein Nag Agon Bal Sholom Eishav V'Agon Bal Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch himself was consistent. He said that since everything depends on the type of food and so on, the type of person, so he did make a bracha chona on coffee. V'Chein Note Das Morei Rabbi Maram Shik. Okay, which I printed the next two, 59, he quotes the Maram Shik, Orachaim Sin Pei Hei. Okay, and again, he talks out this question and brings to some of the sefekas that we saw. And he says that there are many, many different shitas about it. And he says, according to me, since that's the derech, it's good. So I don't want to read that inside, you can read the tshuva there. Someone quote the Magen Avraham. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Siman Pei Aleph, cotton sheir siv aleph. Cotton sheir gil lechal sheachar keyotzu yochol lechol kazayis dogon bichdei sheyuchol godol lechol chachiz pras marachikim mitzoaso mei raglo. We're not allowed to say Kriyas Shema by excrement, by waste, but you know, sometimes when a newborn, if you have an nephew, niece, whatever, change a newborn. So the tzar is very liquid. That's right. There's nothing to it. There's nothing by Moshe. So therefore, that din wouldn't apply. But at a certain point, it does. It depends on how much you can eat. But the Magen Avraham writes that you're mishayret, even if it's a baby's food. Okay, even if it's a baby, that's why Magen Avraham said cotton basis and pay olive. Okay, even if it's a baby's food, but you're mishayret of how much a gadol would eat. During that time, the Pemugadim, which is important to us, and the Eish Avraham Sukkot and Bay is right. Im lomar the sheer prasav yamachalahu ki yesh machal pras shalom nechal meir v'yeshein nechal meir shalom the bavra tzarich in bezeh. He quotes, not so sure that it goes by the food, but anyway, that's the same thing. I quoted the Verhete, I quoted the Shari Chuba, who summarizes all the, you know, all these different sheets. What's interesting is both the Verhete and the Shari Tshuva bring up, okay, the following. And the Shabura talks about it as well. There are some people who are machmer by coffee to do the following to solve the problem. Okay? Just a minute. First look at the back page of the Bar Hate. I don't know why the Bar Hate is not the Bar Lan either. On the page of the Shabbat. By the way, it's our Chaim Sin Rage Dalits of Kotten Yud Beis. Okay, the Ramas will burn a Foshas Rabos, that's what that Foshas Tavis is, based on rage. Quotes the Shari Knesset Gedola in the name of others, Yobalafia, She'ein Levar Parchon Ashtias Kafi, She'mach Mas Choma Regim Lishos Alat Lat, V'shom Yitzchilas Yishiyat Sofa, Tvei Merviz, V'chein Iskim, Ari Rosenes, V'sev Mishamalat, which we saw already. Okay, Umarabi Ben Chaviv, that's the Chidush of Perkam Akibur, that's the Tosham Akipurim. Okay, Umarah Levi, but she was Ginnis Rodim, quotes many who will hold like that. Aval Mari Ashkafa, Baal Knesset Gedola, Mara, others, quotes others, they all quote that you should make a bracha chorona. The Atab is Manenu, okay, Rubam Kukulam Ein Mevarchim Lebesof, but look at the last two lines. Ro'isi Anshe Maise, Shemanichin Oso Sheitstanen, Rechaka Shosin Oso Varchin Yadar. Some Anshe Maise, to solve the problem, they drink a cup of coffee slowly, but they'll leave over a little bit of Revius at the very end. And they'll wait a few minutes, that's cool off, they'll drink that one down, and then that tastes good, a bracha chorona. Okay, nice way out. The Shari Tshuva, which you have on the page 55, there, or 64, source 64, quotes the Bar Heter, okay? But he says, he has a problem with it, because he says to look at the arm, he says, that doesn't do it because that's not the normal way of drinking coffee. Let them cool off. No one drinks it cold. So therefore, bottle daita itzadas peyadam. That's not the normal way of drinking it. So he says, not so sure that chap, the clever chap, he doesn't think that it works. Okay, because that's not the normal way of it's bottle daita. It's not the normal way of drinking. Okay, so therefore he rejects that. Those who reject that pshara, that's not what we could do. On the other hand, he himself on the fourth line of the back page. The Shari Tshuva himself, so if in his diet, he's tzarchin. What do you mean, batel daito? What's that got to do with bracha chorona? Bracha chorona, even if you drink water, whatever, you always say bar nefashos, right? Because you're getting hana and so on. Okay? So therefore, in the maisi, you get hana from the drink of it. So what do you mean, batel daito? So he thinks it should work. Okay, different opinions. Let's finish off with the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? It's in Reish Yud, so we've got an aleph. The third line. Behine le'inyan shtiyas tei v'kafish ha'derach ushtosa k'shucham v'kosho ushtosa b'lo hefzeh k'derach shar mashkim ki'im ma'at ma'at yesh machlokas rabba ben aposkim im tzarech levarach baruch ha'chono l'dei rishon anal v'machza shekav chayadu mitzam shalol levarach k'en kach derach ha'chayim k'en u'min ha'golam is not to make it v'anshe ma'is ha'nogin shem b'sof shtiyas ha'manichin k'dei shir v'yish yitzar ma'at k'dei shiuchal ushtosa v'yish b'lo hefzeh k'levarach baruch ha'chono v'tov la'asas k'en k'dei lotzes ha'b'duchul alma. Okay, he says you should. Okay, you should do that. I don't know whether people do that or not. I don't know what people do. I'm not a coffee drinker. Apparently, they say they're over the people now. Don't say bar. I don't drink tea too much either. Usually, it's part of the meal. So I don't know if people make a bracha chorona on coffee. I'm not sure. I don't know what to put them. But in any event, what emerges from all of this for us is that the sukkah of kedesh is brass. I just want to get through. And I'm sorry for showing the sheet. I just thought it was interesting to see all the, I'm bound for a major league discussion it is about what would appear to be, kind of like more guidelines based on the Minchas Chinuch, You understand why there's no one guard? And if we hold it, it depends on each person, it depends on the food. Now we come to your point. So maybe there can be different shiurim. Is that what you said, right? And it was, you know, maybe it's not just, well, we're, as before, we said we'd hold all the shita. It sounds like there's one shita, there's one of those problems. What is that? That depends. He said 9 minutes, he said 8 minutes, he said 7.5 minutes, he said 7, 6, 5, we had all the different shitas. But according to this, maybe there were different shitas for different things. And also, to be honest, some of these poskim presumably tested it themselves, on themselves. Right? They tested themselves. So, as we saw, some even said they tested themselves. So, if that's the case, but that depends on their teva also. So, that's why I brought in the Minchas Chinuch, who brought in that, and the whole issue with coffee and tea being an interesting, you know, do we say that it's derech b'kach, you know, and therefore it's all the dinim are different, you know. And again, if you're going to say that it depends on the person, so you really have to work to figure out on Kippur, the rabbi would have to ask. I tell people in my shul, and Baruch Hashem is not doing people very, very sick, but I tell them, based on whatever I tell them, 9 minutes, and some self is fine. We saw that there was only she really disagreed with the riot, accepted it, and others accepted it, but they saw that Moshe is machmer. I don't know whether Moshe said Ben Kippur, I mean, you know, but halacha l'maisa. As far as the other thing, as far as like eating matzah, so they tell people 4 or 5 minutes, you know, the matzah. It's not always easy, by the way. Mm-hmm. At least I personally find it most problematic about afikoman, because it's so full of any who wants to have afikoman anyway. It's not a problem. But it's almost like a chilgasa problem.
You know, well, that's what you hold for.
How much matzah you're eating?
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing. How much matzah you're eating? But even so, even if you have a pot, I tell people, look, I eat more matzah, you know, than probably necessary. But you know, if somebody has, especially someone's not well, or some people have what they call it, gluten intolerance or celiac, these kinds of things, so they can eat a little bit. So the kazayas, the size of the palm of your hand. I think the yotze for sure. Not I think the yotze for sure, but the size of the. But even that, some people again, based on their condition, they eat very slowly. They have to, you know. So again, does that make a difference? These are some of the issues. So. Again, I'm not coming here to Pascha, just to let you know what the Shita is. Okay, in Bez Hashem, tomorrow, since we talked about Kazai Shefes Pras, which is the first of the things mentioned, so I'm going to speak tomorrow, and I'll have the Shita tomorrow. The last thing mentioned is the Shir of Kosev Zagas Yom Kippur. Okay, so Achil, we'll speak about something about Achil and Yom Kippur. Okay, and that'll be there. I'm not going to talk about the Gev, that's a long Tosef, we're not going to talk about that. Okay, all right, have a great day.
I think in Surba,